Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Nathan Neudorf, Minister for Affordability and Utilities for the province of Alberta. First of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, it's great that you have me. Really appreciate it.
All right, main thing we want to talk about today is there's been quite a bit of a discussion recently around the province around electricity prices, and it sounds like there may be some sort of a legislation and regulations coming from the Alberta government around some of that. Why don't you guys start by kind of giving us a little bit of backstory here? What kind of sort of going on that front there?
You bet. So where we're starting is with the regulated rate option. We're changing the name now. That may be a little confusing for people, like what is a name change going to do for them? But here's where it starts, is the word regulated gives people the false impression that the government's somehow protecting that rate. And it's not. We saw last year that the RRO became very volatile, hitting the highest price in Alberta's history at 31.8 cents a kilowatt hour. And a lot of people had no idea that they were on that rate. They didn't know why their bills just jumped and became so expensive. And they felt a little bit helpless. This is the beginning, one, is to help people understand what rate they're on and what it does. And we're starting by changing the name to the rate of last resort, meaning that if you can, we would encourage you to find a better, more competitive price contract that suits your needs rather than just being on there. The other factor is that there are people for different reasons that can't get a different competitive contract. So they're on that default rate, becoming the rate of last resort. And we want to provide some protections for them as well until they can find themselves in a better situation. So some have poor credit ratings, some have just moved to the province and haven't figured everything out yet. Some are in rural areas where really the default rate is the only option available to them. The changes we're making there allow retailers to purchase electricity instead of just 3 months out to 2 years out, and that'll have a real stabilizing factor for those who are on the default rate by lowering that cost and stabilizing that cost over a longer period of time.
One thing kind of touched on there was certainly we have seen particularly huge spikes in some electricity prices, particularly with sometimes with is a interesting weather happening outside, whether it's really hot or really cold, that kind of stuff. So what kind of things, what's kind of sort of going to be behind some of the, I guess, rules coming in around trying to protect against some of those spikes, if you will?
Certainly. So our electricity system and market structure was set up when we had coal mines and coal generation, and that's all we had. Nobody was even talking about renewables in Canada at the time. Well, things have changed, and now we have renewables, but how our market is set up is that we have to buy the lowest cost electricity first with no consideration for reliability, and that makes our market really vulnerable to quite literally changes in the weather, which is what we've seen. We're working on restructuring that market so that reliability has a very high priority in the order of purchasing, and that will stabilize that generation mix. And then we're also working on the retail side to make sure that we're passing those savings on in a responsible way to the consumer, no matter where they live, no matter what they do for a living. So those are the steps that we're taking. Obviously, changing the market structure takes a lot of time. There's a lot of technical work going into that, but that is exactly why we're doing that work. And in the meantime, we're helping make changes to better inform Albertans about the system that we have and protect them from these add-on fees, which have now made up a substantial part of many people's bills.
And speaking on the kind of that fees point you made there, certainly in a lot of the more rural areas, especially up here in like Peace River and High Level, and you know some of the communities a little ways away from the major centers, there's also transmission costs as well that are part of people's power bills, and as you mentioned earlier, some of the limited options. So, what are kind of some things that you're potentially looking at here? We're trying to help, sort of improve the options for electricity pricing for people in the rural areas.
Yeah, that transmission and distribution part of the bill has now gone. It's somewhere between 50 and sometimes as high as 70% of people's bills, particularly those who live in rural areas. And this has long been the argument that lower population, greater distances, they have to pay their fair share. We think that all Albertans should benefit from the terrific resources that we have. So that's the very next step, working on transmission and distribution costs to make sure that it's fair, it's accessible, so that no matter where you live, you get to benefit from the great attributes that we have in this province. And hopefully that'll further development, further commercial and industrial business growth. We want to see a strong, diverse economy in all parts of the province. So stay tuned. I can't wait to talk to you about what the next steps when we get there.
And when we talk about certainly the power grid in the province, a lot of discussion recently around certainly renewable sources, particularly around here, things like wind and solar and even nuclear starting to pop up the conversation as well. By getting some more sort of renewables sort of factored into the equation, how could that help in sort of the long-term sort of stability of the power grid, and how could that also affect prices as well?
Well, the attributes of renewables are two. One is that they are, generally speaking, low cost, and two is that they're non-emitting, where we have made a commitment as a government that we want to get to a carbon neutral future by 2050. What we want to do is make sure that our market and our grid can do that in a sustainable way and can do that in a way that doesn't add tremendous cost to Albertans in the meantime. And there's an old saying in construction where I come from, you can have it good, you can have it fast, you can have it cheap, pick any two. Well, we want to provide Albertans the very best grid possible, but we also want to do it in a way that is affordable. It's part of my ministry's mandate, it's part of my ministry's name. So that's what we're working on behalf of Albertans, is that we do really good planning, we do long-term planning, we invest well, and we don't make Albertans pay for tomorrow's future technology today. We utilize the technology that we have. We make sure that it lives its full lifespan so we get the lowest cost and the longest benefit. And then we integrate those new technologies at the right time so that we can get to a carbon neutral future at the lowest cost with the highest quality system for Albertans. And that's the thinking that we're taking. That's why we're putting such an emphasis on good planning and making sure that we work with industry so that they have certainty that their assets are going to be able to live the full lifespan that they've invested in, and they don't have to try to make all of their profit in the next 10 years, which is what the federal government's trying to push on Alberta and all Canada, way ahead of what's actually achievable through technology and good planning.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to add a little personal question, kind of show that the politicians are people too. Now, of course, we're at that time of the year where a lot of people are, you know, perhaps doing a little more cooking on the barbecue or things like that. So we want to know, when it comes to you and your house, what's kind of some of your, I guess, favorite things to cook up?
Oh, I think actually my wife's favorite is a chicken kebab on the barbecue with some fresh vegetables and a nice sauce on there. Get that good old barbecue cooking outside and enjoy the weather in Alberta. So that's one of the things I'm looking forward to this coming summer.
Yeah, I think a lot of people also up here are looking forward to that as well. Nathan Newdorf, Minister for Affordability and Utilities for the province of Alberta. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much, Kyle. Really appreciate the time.